feeling is what leaves an impression, right? You know, Epictetus said, you know, our personality, our consciousness is a culmination of all the impressions put on us.
Welcome to the Rewire podcast. This is the first episode in my little cabana here with some soundproofing. I got my brother, Gary LeBlanc, here with me today, who just rolled in his brand new motorcycle, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
We've been brothers, let's say, in a number of situations since, well, I don't know how many years, but...
A long time, probably 18.
18 years. And, you know, over a decade, like 12, 13 years of kind of working together. But I think in context of what we're going to talk about today is it's cool that, you know, throughout the years, we've gone through all these different... kind of shifts and patterns, but both of us have been continually doing the work. Even in the wild days, we both have been doing that work long enough that we've had certain breakthroughs. I mean, quiet the noise is always the theme for both of us, and I'll explain that in a second. But every Friday, Gary and I have in the calendar what we call spiritual chat. Now, that could range from us like just complaining about something in general or talking about an issue we're having. Or we get into certain things that are deep. So I thought, you know, we just start there because when we spoke on Friday, we talked a lot of business. And I don't know what you're reading right now, but we're always reading books and sort of sharing ideas around that. So what's on deck and what are you into these days?
Yeah. So just to put a pin in what you said really quickly, the quiet the noise part, when you mentioned we're kind of working on different things, but it's, you know, the Venn diagrams overlap quite a bit. It really all was about, in our own way, we had to quiet the noise of certain situations in our lives, you know, be it acute, be it a buildup. I know for me, it was a buildup. My 30s was a, you know, counterpoint to when I was younger, right? And you had your own, right? And kind of the end in mind for both of us was, fuck, how do we kind of clean the slate so we can go forward? And we started together, and that's why we started together. The vision and mission was very clear. And then we just had different mediums to get there. But they were all, you know, adjacent, let's say, and overlapped somewhat. And it's funny, if you look at it, like we started here and, you know, we kind of went this way, almost like planes on each hemisphere. We kind of ended up in the same place again. Because a lot of what I'm doing is, you know, we got the drinks and a lot of what I'm writing about is direction, and you're the yang of that, right? It's all about, well, you're on this journey. How do you, you know, I talked about reframing before. How do I catch myself sooner to reframe? That's all about mindfulness and catching yourself and understanding the consequence of not reframing, right? So anyway, all that to say, we've kind of got to a point where, we're doing a quiet the noise retreat. So anyway, that was just to put a pin in what you talked about. What I'm reading is
I can't believe you found your way back to the book.
Yeah, no. I remember the whole time.
Yeah, I know.
Creativity by Rick Rubin.
Ah,
so that's interesting.
I listened to a podcast on him.
I did too, which was intriguing.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good nuggets.
Is so interesting.
There's a lot of cool nuggets. He's a mindful cat. So. Yeah. The way it's written is just conducive to, you know, I'm annotating the shit out of it.
Yeah.
And I just finished listening to kind of an obscure book. I forget what it was because I have a few going right now. But besides creativity, I listened to The Untethered Soul again.
Okay.
So it's actually one of the few books that I've reread.
Yeah.
And it... You know, it's the same man doesn't step in the same river twice.
That's
you know,
right. Heraclitus. Love that.
It's the same thing. Yeah. I read The Untethered Soul really at the beginning of this.
Yeah.
Really when we started working together. Yeah. And I reread it again. And my view of what the book was is totally different. It's such an awesome book. So that, and I just read Germs, Guns, and Steel, the abridged version. Okay. You know, and that's just, I always want to kind of be aware of different things.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's
more
cool.
OCD than the
Amazing, dude. So that's always good, interesting. I'm actually doing Tao Seneca and Alan Watts. So I'm kind of in a philosophy phase right now.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And then I have this alignment effect book that's kind of woo. I can't wait to sort of test it out.
Oh, that's good. So Tao Te Ching?
Is that,
so you're reading that and Seneca, like the
there's the
shortness of life?
No, I have that individual book. Yeah. These are all of them.
Oh, so yeah, just kind of ongoing.
Yeah.
And what was the third one you said? Oh, Alan Watts. Yeah,
Alan Watts. Really, yeah, know. I've had like 16 hours of Alan Watts on Audible, but you mean,
yeah,
I can just listen to him in the background and you know, gain something, need some perspective.
All good. Sam Harris has all his recordings in a library on the app.
Does he?
Yeah. So every morning I have a reminder, 5 minutes, watch Alan Watts, Eckhart Tolle, or some other, you know, framing inspirational thing. It's every morning I have a reminder for that, because honestly, it's a great way to start the day.
Yeah.
Framing wise.
Well, Sam Harris is a great jump off to Quiet the Noise, because I literally saw a clip of him recently just beautifully articulating the importance of living in the moment, which really means when the noise is quiet, we have that opportunity to be present. But he put it in such a simple way, but in a way that he said, people just don't live there. We don't live there. And we're always looking for that next thing. We're always looking for that next bit of happiness and that striving and that never being satisfied where you are. You're creating that noise through mostly through our own thoughts. And then, you know, he talks about, of course, the past too, and how we get so stuck there. We get so stuck in those patterns. We're always holding on to some resentment or anger or a story mostly from the past. So what are you doing right now? I mean, I know over the years we've done a number of different practices, and, you know, again, this is a parallel journey for us and it does intersect and cross all the time. And just to also give some context, this has been, we've been intentional about this for at least a decade together with spiritual retreats. Every year we would go on a retreat with a certain group of people dig into these digger, deeper conversations and potentially, you know, delve into some non-ordinary states of consciousness through different means as
100%.
But what are you doing these days?
Well, you know, you mentioned the whole moment thing. So I've been focused a lot on, so we have our life direction, kind of what we're living, and we have what our kind of innate character and soul, where that lives comfortably, right? Where we want to be, right? Because we kind of know what we want to be. We learn a lot throughout life. We know what we want to be, but we're still who we are. So there's that gap in who we know we want to be and who we're kind of stuck being right now. And when I say stuck being, it's just a reality that, you know, it takes a while to steer the ship. So I have this incongruency between what I'm doing and how I'm behaving and how I know I should. So all that noise is, you know, when you said time-wise, it's temporally, if I'm living forward, that's noise, right? Because there's uncertainty there. And kind of what I'm, how I'm behaving is the other one. So everything I'm trying to focus on right now is being more aware of that. And Sam Harris, the point you brought up, he always talks about the moment. You know, the meditation is just going to the gym. We all know that.
That's common
sense, right? So it's really throughout the day, potentially increasing the cues where you're mindful. So instead of a couple of mindful sessions a day, maybe you have 10 cues a day.
Yeah.
And then eventually you're going to get to, it's almost integrated.
Absolutely.
Where everything, every change in state, you're going to be mindful of it and you're going to notice.
It's just the moment, right?
Yeah.
It's just the moment.
But that's obviously, so I'm trying to catch myself a bit more.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that effective at it. I'm under a fair amount of stress these days. But it's all good. But And then obviously the Character Academy, Andrew and I are just super pumped about it.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about this all the time. You know, I do see it as yin and yang.
Yeah.
It's like, anyway, we use this example all the time. It's like a vector. So you have this arrow and you have the length of the arrow. So it could be 10 units, and this is, it'll get a little complicated, but that's a power of 10 units in this arrow. But if it's in the wrong direction, those units are actually working against you.
Right.
So,
So,
I believe being mindful gives you the power in that arrow. It gives you a maximum access to your potential.
Right.
When you're mindful, you eliminate the noise. Now I'm at maximal potential. And then I'm like, yeah, but you know what? I could be steering that in the wrong direction.
Right.
So the direction part is where I'm really curious about, because I've worked all my life on this part, but I haven't worked really any of my life on the direction part like I am now.
So here's the question, because I agree, Lynn, and you know, when I'm coaching people or for myself every day, I try to be very clear, have clarity around my intention.
Yeah.
And I also try to practice feeling what that is.
Yeah.
Not just like logically, it on the board, feeling it in my body. Is that something like do you have a practice that like that where you just, you know, and it's like, what is, whatever that thing is, mm-hmm. What does that mean to your feeling and how does that make
you exactly. know,
trying to connect that way to it?
Yeah. Cause it is all about feeling is what leaves an impression,
right?
You know, Epictetus said, you know, our personality, our consciousness is a culmination of all the impressions put on us. So if you were to integrate all the impressions left on you, that's what you have, right? Mm-hmm. That's what created all the synapses and the connections. So now you're like, okay, well, now I got to look at that. And I got to look at, how do I make impressions now that are significant enough that it's going to kind of right the ship a bit,
right?
You know, because there's a lot of shrapnel. So feeling is everything. And I've started kind of delving into more, you know, all the research behind projecting yourself and looking back. Mm. It's a very different thing. We have to connect with who we are, but it's not who we are. It's who we see us becoming. But you have to connect with that person. But that person is as alien as a stranger,
right?
Because I'm not like that right now.
Yeah.
So you project yourself 5 years in the future. And, you know, you have to have some... You know, when you have personal integrity, you're being realistic. So, okay, this is a realistic vision. So I had the superhuman life, and it was, you know, Alan Watts, you brought him up. He talks about 10 to 20 pages on this future self, like in detail, you know, because the detail is what gives it color.
Yes.
And that's what you connect 100%. With, right?
Yeah.
And then the other part is, now that you've kind of, now you project yourself and you kind of breathe in that body.
Right.
So I've been taking that story and I created a visualization exercise, which is using a lot of your modalities, but I'm creating kind of this journey that, you know, you'll lay back into and create the setting that's going to be conducive to really connecting. Cause this was all about feeling. The reasoning part I had on a page, but feeling, it's a different story.
Yeah,
so now you're going to be going through this journey.
Oh, so that's kind of cool. Yeah. That ties into that.
It's going to be super cool. Yeah. So, and it's going to touch on the 8 pillars of character, which is how you show up in life. And then the other part of the situation is where you show up, and that's meaning.
Right.
So each pillar you're going to encounter on your journey, and you're going to talk to the person in regards to that pillar.
Right.
So you're going to have a conversation with yourself, and you really
It really helps you. Force you to put yourself into that place with some guidance and structure.
Yeah.
You know what I just realized is it's so funny because, you know, you've become a lot more mindful in the last few years. And I've become a lot more intentional as well with my mindfulness.
Yeah,
so it's almost like it's intersecting more now, even in this conversation.
Yeah. What we're not necessarily, you know, our superpower wasn't that, but each other's superpower was the other part of what you're working on. And through osmosis, it kind of had an effect.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, for sure, it did have an effect.
Right.
You know, it's time under tension.
It's true. You become like the people you surround yourself with, I guess, right? So Gary and I, speaking of being intentional, we had an intention to do some of this work with people. And we kicked that off last year with Quiet the Noise 1. And we had this incredible day retreat in downtown Toronto all day long. It was an incredible group of people. It was fucking powerful.
It
blew me away. And it was really the first time we had an opportunity to do that formally. Yeah. We've been doing that informally with private groups for years, but this was like the first time we hosted something like this. Then we had an opportunity in May to do, we did 2 nights in Muskoka, this beautiful place, on Lake Joseph. And it was, you know, we were immersed in nature. Mm-hmm. And we worked through all different types of practices. We did breathwork meditation. We did the character cold plunges.
Didn't have the teepee last year.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, we had the teepee, but it wasn't what it's going to be this year.
So we've got the teepee. So we want to invite anybody who's checking this out right now to join us on May 27th.
Yeah.
Got the TP. But, you know, this is going to be a really powerful 24-hour retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody who's coming to this retreat as well, we're curating that sort of based on, mm-hmm. you know, people who are really serious about doing the work, who are willing to be open and vulnerable, to kind of step outside of the comfort zone mm-hmm. a little bit in a safe place. And, you know, I'm super excited to come together and do this again. Just honestly, whenever it comes to retreats and things, you know, I'm not a real, like a sales guy, but you know, just leaving your fucking house for a night mm-hmm. to go somewhere different is like powerful. Even if we sat around, looked at each other in the Muskoka chairs and looked at the water and then went home,
that's cute.
You would feel much better. But this is going to be packed all the way through. So we're super excited about it. So it's May 27th. If anybody's interested, reach out on that.
Yeah, this is the way to look at it for me is, you know, that investing whatever resources it requires in 24 hours, if you trust that it's going to shift a part of your consciousness, it's obviously extremely valuable. And where we obsess, I obsess, and I know you do, is what's going to have the greatest impact. Because I'm definitely not comfortable wasting people's time. No. And it has to be something that's going to connect. So last year, we had the model figured out, and it was really the character piece, the quiet the noise piece, and the mindful piece, and it was bring those together. But it was very insightful from a reasoning perspective, right? We got it all out there and we felt things, but it was very much about providing the most information and content. And this year we're doing it in one day. And what the focus is in those two sections, your direction in life and how you're negotiating that journey, that dance, it's really about how we're going to make people feel differently in these two areas. So it's going to be touching on what we should be paying attention to learn about our direction. And this will be very exercise-based. So looking at what nourishes you, being more acquainted to what it means to be an honest person, and kind of the, you know, the fringe of understanding, really, it's the definition that really has all the value. It's the fringes, because we all have this loose understanding, but it's becoming intimate and connecting with that. So we're going to have this kind of confluence of creating the perfect setting, being Muskoka. Mm-hmm. We're going to have an incredible, we call it a sacred teepee session on the Saturday.
Do you want to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. So this is going to be an incredible session. And the intention is really going to be about creating the most conducive environment for us to connect with what we learn throughout the day. So we learned about who we are, and we learned about where we want to show up in life. And now it's about connecting and kind of consolidating that, almost like when we sleep, you know, you get those synapses firing about consolidating memories.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to kind of be that. So we're going to create this session where we're going to optimize the environment. We have Zero to Be sponsoring. We have potentially a couple of partners that I'm going to announce, we're pretty excited about, who are going to sponsor that as well, but more for sponsoring and creating and giving us the products we need and the situation to really connect. So that's going to be honestly, and we're going to curate that with sound. We're going to curate it with conversation. There's going to be time for introspection.
Yeah.
We're going to have a fire there. It's going to be just almost like a cone of silence, a cocoon where we can learn.
Yeah.
So I'm super pumped about that. We're obviously going to feed our bodies. You know, the life engineering part is what we do best. So we're going to feed our bodies good food. We're going to get some good sleep, some good rest. The cadence is going to be awesome. And the crowd is going to be extremely curated. You know, we're doing, you know, we're going to have interviews with everybody who's going to come down. And we really are focusing on a narrow band of people, because every retreat, you know, we want it to optimally connect, right? So we're going to have to pay a lot of attention to how we curate the people there, because that's a huge effect on the environment. So we got the rest figured out, but people are a huge aspect of it. So we're really paying attention to that as well. So,
yeah, super excited. Last year, everybody who went there had an incredible experience. And, you know, because we've polished things so much that I'm super excited to see some of the shifts this year. So, but anyway, I don't think I can add anything more than what you just said to that, brother.
It was long-winded.
It was good. You know, when the fucking veins start popping in his neck, I'm like, that's what I'm thinking. Here comes the good shit.
Or I'm joking.
Yeah. Anyway, so cheers to you, brother.
Yeah, cheers, buddy.
Cheers for you watching this. This is a little nice tequila here on ice.
Yeah, and if we, which I believe we will, if we are over capacity because we want to have a tight group, you know, there's a potential that we might open up the night before. So it is super critical for us to kind of nail down this in the next week to a week and a half, you know, by mid-May. Because we really do want to give people the best opportunity to experience it. So,
100%.
Cool.
Beautiful, brother.
All right. Good stuff. All Cheers.
Right. Good job, buddy.